My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, Seth, I've got good news and a good life lesson here from a texter. This is from a little while ago on the show, but if you're still listening, texter, we had a texter that texted earlier this week that got fired and said he sulked for a day, and then the first thing he did when he woke up was turn on Payne and Pendergast and get into the workout room. Work out and get a better outlook on life, and not get a better outlook on life, but just, you know, keep a positive outlook and go find the next thing. Update, he's the guy he texted on Wednesday. He went back, he called his old boss, and I don't know why he called him, but called him, and they hadn't found his replacement yet. They gave him his old job back. Back in. He said, thanks for the kind words the other day, guys. That's a testament to doing good work and not burning bridges. Amen, brother. Amen.
Good job. Yeah. I'll tell you what, some cautionary advice for everybody. Not that you're going to get fired anytime soon, but it could happen. Man, you got to fight human nature and just do not burn bridges unless it's justifiable or something, you know. Whatever. But when
smart.
It's, there's no reason to dish on social media. I've seen too many people with a high opinion of themselves basically cut off a future source of income just because they burnt bridges when they didn't need to burn bridges.
Yep.
As bad as it is to call your ex-girlfriend when you're drunk, 1,000 times worse to tweet about your former employer or something like that. And for petty stuff. It's just ask yourself, does this actually serve me in the long run?
Yeah, man.
And almost always the answer is no.
Yep.
Now, if you're trying to expose some kind of injustice or something, that's different. But usually what you're trying to do is expose your personal injustice.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do. Plus, other employers see that too.
Right.
And what they think is, like, potential future employers, they think, oh, okay, so that could be me someday.
Yep.
If I hire this guy, he's going to talk smack about me after if things go south. So, yep. No, not even going to go there.
Yep. Now, C.J. Stroud talking smack about the city of Indianapolis, we encourage that. He can do that. I don't think he's ever worried about Jim Irsay employing him someday. C.J. will have a job for a long, long time here in Houston. But the trash talk between C.J. Stroud, the linebackers on the Colts, the general ill will between the two sides right now leading up to Sunday's game in Indianapolis has been a lot of fun. It really started with CJ right here. This is back in the summer of 2023. Summer of 2023, CJ and his people were doing a documentary where they were following him around during the offseason. He invited his teammates out to California. They had a big condo and LA, and they were working out, hanging out afterwards, going out to eat at night. They were CJ sitting in the back of an SUV here with his high school friend Caleb, and he was telling the other guys that were in the SUV he had to kind of sell Caleb on moving to Houston to be his kind of personal assistant. And here's what it sounded like.
I actually appreciated it, and I kept asking him, and he finally buzzed. But I guarantee if I went to the Colts or like to like a weak city, he would not be here. And I don't blame him.
The Colts some weak city. They didn't lot like that in Indianapolis at all.
I like that. Now that I'm all for that kind of smack talk, yes, amongst athletes where CJ's not even taking on the Colts themselves. In some ways, he pities the players on the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he pities Zaire Franklin that he's stuck in that, what did he call it? What kind of city? A weak city.
Weak city, yeah.
That he's playing in that weak city.
Yep.
I mean, Peyton Manning, Peyton Manning doesn't live in Indianapolis, you know?
He lives in Denver. Manning's,
yeah, he lives in Denver.
Yep.
So clearly, that probably resonates with some Indianapolisians who are stuck there themselves because they're, you know, their cousin wife's father, who's also your uncle, his backwater farm country is there.
So that was
tied to the land.
So
yeah,
that was the first salvo. CJ at the city of Indianapolis. So then the season goes by. Texans have a really good season. They beat the Indianapolis Colts in Indy in week 18 to clinch a playoff berth. The winner of that game would have gone on to the postseason, and it turns out won the division. It was the Texans. Just a couple weeks after this game, Zaire Franklin and EJ Speed were on their podcast, the Trenches podcast. Is it In the Trenches or just the Trenches podcast? Whatever. It's something with the trenches.
Yeah.
It's their podcast, and this is an actual trash talk here. This is the two of them just marveling at what CJ Stroud was able to do to them in week 18.
I got to be honest. I got to give that respect to CJ, man. Hell of a young player, bro. Young player. Hell of a player, period. I ain't going to lie to you, bro. That second and 14 that he threw, bro, when he rolled out, bro, I ain't gonna hold you. So look, like, first of all, mad annoying. Ain't nothing worse in the defense than when you get them off schedule. Like, you get them first and 20, second and 20, third and 16, and them get it. Oh my God. What?
It hurt. That hurt.
That hurt, same,
bro.
Oh my God. You mad as on that first down. Like, what the? That's when you get the, what the happened? Ooh. Bro, look, we covering man to man. I swear to God, I'm on Singletary. Covering man, I see the pocket collapsing. Singletary start, you know, trying to break free. Scramble drill. I plaster eyes on it. Woo, woo. He break. All right, whatever. Then I see the ball go. I think it's going out of bounds. I'm just watching that. Then I see Nico just running for that. Nah, ain't no way. He ain't doing. He caught that bitch. I'm like, Singletary just look at me like, that's CJ.
Yeah.
And that just let me know, like, damn, he be doing shit like that all the time.
Crazy part about playing a quarterback like CJ, he
for
won't
sure
even be looking at the read, and then you know he got about one more look before it get ugly for him, and then he look at your guy, and you didn't plaster, like, gotcha ass. And then this look somewhere else and throw the ball for a completion. You like, nah.
That's what I like about CJ the
That's
most.
That's your third read? You know how degrading that is for a quarterback to hit his third read?
The last part's the best. You know how degrading that is for a quarterback.
You know what? Honestly, as EJ Speed is talking about that and how degrading it is for him to deserve, like, a lot of times he's actually hitting his 4-3 like with Dalton Schultz. Sometimes Dalton Schultz won't be in the route concept, but he's adjusted to the coverage the way that CJ knows that he's going to adjust to the coverage. And when it looks like he's out of options, he just whips it to Dalton Schultz. That's the part that's where it really highlights the comedy of the S2 cognition test.
Mm-hmm.
Because the S2 cognition test, amongst other things, is supposed to measure like how well you track multiple moving objects at one time with your eyes and what you do with it. And I think the sense I get is that it doesn't actually measure how you're seeing the things that you can't see. You know, for as a quarterback, It's that classic, you know, from A Beautiful Mind where you just see everything kind of coming together differently, or Neo in The Matrix. I think that what CJ has is a very, very good ability to understand what's going on the other half of the field. And based on what the coverage is and based on what he knows the receivers and how they're going to respond to it, so that when it comes down to that last moment, he doesn't have to see and verify. He can throw on trust. And, I mean, watching Lamar Jackson last night versus C.J. Stroud and the way he operates, I think that there's just a clear, obvious difference in C.J.'s ability to throw with anticipation versus not just most other young quarterbacks, but most other quarterbacks in general. And part of that is just that he sees the stuff he can't see, and he trusts that his receivers are doing the right thing because he's worked with them. And that's the part that gets all these ex-quarterbacks when they watch C.J. Stroud. That's what gets them so excited.
Yeah.
It's you can't measure that with an S2 cognition test as of yet. I'd love if they asked two cognition people were like, hey CJ, we'd like to maybe work with you and figure out what we missed. You know, we're kind of like we're leaking information to the press and making it look like you were an idiot. Could we not do that again?
He killed that thing dead. Like, was there any S2 talk during the draft process this year? There was none.
God, no. It would be the dumbest thing
there
he could have ever done.
He killed that thing dead.
They should have said there wasn't anybody. This guy might go high because he scored low on the S2 cognition test.
Right. Might be the opposite now. All right, let's get to more of the trash talk. So somewhere between those accolades that the trenches guys were giving to CJ and somewhere between January and I'll call it May, at the Super Bowl is where it happened, it would appear. CJ bumped into EJ Speed and Zaire Franklin at the Super Bowl and apparently was not, at least in the eyes of Zaire Franklin, not very respectful to them. Brought up the fact that he cooked them twice last season, even though one of the cookings took place during a game. The Texans lost by double digits at home.
Yeah.
And Zaire Franklin was none too happy about this. This did not take place publicly. This was a private conversation. But CJ, in the eyes of Zaire Franklin, very disrespectful. And he disclosed this in early May on Chris Long's Greenlight podcast.
I'm not going to lie to you. I love CJ, man. I support all our young brothers at quarterback. But CJ, he didn't say a lot of wild stuff to me in our run-ins, you know, at the Super Bowl. I need to see that boy again.
What'd he say?
We were talking, and he was, you know, how the Super Bowl is at Radio Row. You know, it's big, all of our stuff going on. So he had the XM radio right before me. He was on there talking about how he cooked the Colts in both games. And I was just, I saw him, and I pulled him aside, and I was like, you know, when you play Anthony, you know, it was like 28-7 and like, the second quarter, we were kind of blowing you out. Yeah, you threw for 300 yards, but
That's not a cooking.
Yeah, and he was like, bro, I ain't cook you. And I'm like, look, if that's what you consider a cooking with the loss, I mean, congratulations. And, you know, and then I have to remind him as well that he's never beaten Anthony.
Oh, I love this. You like, you're a psychological warfare guy.
This is some of, like, that part of it to me is kind of a lame back and forth on both guys' parts. Like CJ saying, I cooked you. And it's like, yeah, you lost. And then Zaire Franklin, like, you never beaten Anthony. He didn't make this it out of the first half of that game, Anthony.
This is what I'd say if I had to workshop it with CJ. I'll be his trash talk consigliere.
Okay.
In the game that mattered, the Texans torched the Colts for a touchdown on the first offensive play for the Texans in that game.
At your place. 18. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say something along the lines of like, look, that game right there and everything I did against you in the second, third, and fourth quarters of that game, that's when I knew I had you. In week 18, mm-hmm. we had that planned all year long, and we were just waiting to unveil it. And you guys are so easy to figure out.
Yep.
Something along those lines. CJ could put his own sprinkle on it, make it sound better. That's a theme you should go for. But to Zaire Franklin's credit, he's acknowledged in some of these interviews, like, you know, they won the game that mattered. They won it. That basically a playoff game. They won the game that mattered. But Zaire Franklin, he can say he loves CJ all he wants. There's a duality to that.
Yes.
There's a part of him that seethes with rage. The same way a pitcher that broke his hand for the Astros.
Philip Maton. Someone brought him up on the text page earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think Philip Maton did not like losing to his brother.
Right.
And his brother getting a hit off of him in that game. He broke his hand afterwards. That's Zaire Franklin. Franklin. Philip Maton is Zaire Franklin in this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let's get these other two cuts in. This is the best one to me. This is the guys on the Trenches podcast, each holding an iPad, getting ready to watch CJ talk trash about them on the $1 million worth of game podcast. So just know the voices you hear at the beginning are the Colts guys, and then they hit play basically on CJ's trash talk about them.
But I know what time it is though.
Uh-oh. You drop
it? Oh, you want me to drop? Okay.
I guarantee if I went to the Colts or like a weak city, he would not be here.
And he be talking about me all the time, and I know he gonna see this. I ain't tripping.
Who?
Zaire Franklin from the Colts.
Hey, from Philly?
He said something the other day, was like on a podcast. He said that in person. I said something to him, like talking mess. I'm like, I don't remember that, to be real. Like, we was at the Super Bowl. I seen him, and somebody asked us to take a picture together, so we took a picture together. I think I was just like talking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just on some cool shit. Like, we off the field. I'm not really tripping off you, bro.
So he was capping on the podcast?
I don't think he was capping. I might have said something, but it rubbed in the wrong way. But you know, y'all Philly a little sensitive, man. You know? The thing that I don't agree with all these podcasts these players have, my boy EJ, Speed, and I tell him this to his face. I don't even trip it. But like, a lot of dudes come to these podcasts, like, oh, yeah, I'm coming to hit. I'm going to hit CJ in his face. I'm going to get him next year. Like, where I'm from, we say, why ain't you ain't do something where you was mad at? You was mad right there, my. Do something.
Right.
You could have made hella plays, bro. You could have made plays, dog. Right. You could have shut me up right there, but you didn't. And we played him first game of the year. Yeah. We played him at their place. It's going to be rocking. Andy hates me already, and I love it.
Hate him.
Hey, look, man, he said Philly sensitive.
That's what he said.
I'm a little sensitive.
That's what he said.
And I took that person.
Okay.
All right, so there you go. The sensitive part. I think that's
it is
what
true. You don't mess with people in Philly. I mean, like, Will Smith came out of Philly, you know? That's, you know,
ask
a lot
Chris
of tough
Rock.
Guys. Yeah, that's the whole, you know, yeah. They're tough. They'll take on Chris. They'll take on 135-pound comedians who aren't expecting to get punched as they're emceeing a ceremony. Yeah, that's you don't mess with that. Mess with that kind of toughness.
Last one, this is just a couple days after the one you just heard. These guys, the Colts guys, have kind of had it with CJ. I think this cut, they sound like they're ready for week one to get here.
We going to dress, bro, or what? Because we going viral right now. Everybody, damn, Z, da-da-da-da-da. I'm done.
I'm cool.
I ain't got enough to say.
CJ said what he's supposed to say, in my eyes. I'm glad he bobbing his shit, though, but like, you feel what I'm saying? Week one, like he said. So I'm standing on the week one. That's all he in it. Can say whatever they want to say. Week one, we strap on the pads and we go at it again. But to say I didn't make a play is crazy enough to say that I didn't make a play or whatever like that on him. We got footage, but you feel what I'm saying? He made plays on us. We made plays back and forth. But now that we know the smoke is in the air, let's get to it.
All I'm gonna say is I let my beef slow cook, man. I let my I'm done.
Yeah, this done.
I actually don't even care about last year anymore, bro. Yeah, it's all new. It's all new. About nothing that happened. I don't care about what it was. I care about what it is.
It's a fact.
So, you feel me? That's just kind of where I'm at.
Week one is going to be crazy.
Momentous.
There's not really much to say about it, man. Look. We ain't going to be going back and forth on socials. Like, we ain't going to really run into each other. Like, this ain't basketball. This football. I get to put my hands on.
Ooh, shots fired at basketball, huh? Shots fired. I didn't hear that the first time. Huh?
You are allowed to put your hands on other basketball players.
Yeah.
Not as a, sounds like Zaire Franklin was arguing for the hand check. but it, yeah, I think much like for everybody saying like, well, no, those guys actually like each other. That
Sunday.
Might be true up to a certain degree, but it feels very much like when siblings might love each other, but they go at it like cats and dogs. Yeah. I've never been more invested in my hatred of the Colts than I am right now.
I know.
And I very much look forward to CJ owning that city for a long, long time.
I think we'll get to some of the keys to the game later in the hour. I just flat out, I think CJ is going to eat on Sunday, man. I think he's going to have a huge game.
Honestly, as good as the front seven is for the Colts, they've got question marks in their secondary. Yeah. And I don't really know what their answers will be for CJ Stroud and all his receiving weaponry. And you might say, well, yeah, but what about the pass rush? I'm not worried about it. Look, as long as those three receivers are healthy, as long as Dalton Schultz lives and breathes, as long as you have Joe Mixon as an option out of the backfield, Bobby will scheme up pass protection. He did it all last year long. The Texans weren't actually all that bad in pass protection. The notable incidents of, like, obviously the Ravens game and the Jets game were glaringly bad, but the health factored into that. And right now, Week one, health isn't an issue. You got one guy on the injury report, and that's MJ Stewart on the defensive side of the ball. I'll be really surprised if the Colts put up much of a fight defensively.
Yep.
Like Zaire Franklin can say all the stuff he wants to say. Maybe he could have a great game, but I don't see how Zaire Franklin is going to do a damn thing to stop Tank Dell. Or Nico Collins on a slant over the middle.
Or Diggs.
You think you're Roquan Smith? Did you see Roquan Smith last night?
Right, right.
What did he do to stop Rashee Rice?
That's
my God.
Coming up next, we're going to get you ready for week one in the NFL. We'll do Texans and Colts before we get out of here later this hour and lay out the keys. But this is a big weekend of NFL football here in week one. One of the biggest debuts, I would say, in recent league history is happening this weekend that I know people are going to have their eyes on. And I promise you, it's not a rookie nor somebody who just signed with a team. We'll let you hear who that is coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.